Liv? Liv? And I look through the hall.
I'm just here having a drink with no expectations. Yes. And I was like, yes, yes.
I'm just like vibing, just doing whatever I want. And I'm like, Liv, ready to go? She's like, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Huh? Why did you get really all makeup-ed up and all that sort of stuff for a podcast?
Because it's a video podcast. Well, to be fair, I look half naked and I've got super short shorts on.
I thought they were your pyjama shorts.
But they are my pyjama shorts.
Are they? Come on, stand up, give us a twirl. No. Stand up, give us a twirl.
I had them on because it's been... we were like doing stuff in the garden and then I was like, oh, I'm just going to put my pyjama shorts on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, they're comfy. And it's still... Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's hot outside and you got a sticky...
But then you put the air conditioning unit on in here and it's absolutely freezing.
It will warm up with the window open.
And now I've got my jumper on because it was cold in here.
Should we crack on with this podcast? Let's do it. Guys, welcome back to the Swinger Podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Olivia.
And yeah, today we are talking pretty much on how to throw a good lifestyle event. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Not only that, we're going to talk a few things about Swing Hub because I made an announcement yesterday.
Yeah, I've got a question. When are we launching Swing Hub?
And that's everyone's question that's on their
that
minds.
That is everyone's question, and it's a question, yeah. And even I'm asking that every single day to Gage. I was like, Gage, any updates? And he's like, stop asking me, woman.
Well, yeah, no, and it, you know what it is as well? Is that I'll pretty much say what I said yesterday. You know, in recent events, there's been other apps and websites out there. And they have had serious data breaches. They've had data leaks. And that really gave me a good nudge to turn around and say, we can possibly try and do more at Swing Hub than just release a beta and go, hey guys, here it is. Because could you imagine releasing an app that there's so much buzz around and then something bad happens? You've lost trust of tens of thousands of people straight off the bat.
Yeah, and I feel like we've just literally put, I was saying to you the other day, you were like, oh, it's only been like 12 months. I was like, it's cranking up to like nearly 16 months now in the making as this app. But I think like if we launch an app that we're both not happy with, and I just think, and...
Do you know the current state of Swing Hub? I'm happy with it. Mm-hmm. I am happy with it. But... After, like I said, the recent events of all the other data leaks going on, you know, elsewhere with other apps.
I just feel like you need to
I just need to triple check it. And from day one, like, we had this conversation and we said, look, what these apps and websites are doing now is they're not putting the people first. Mm-hmm. They're putting profits before people.
Yeah.
And we're ethical people, Olivia. And it just doesn't sit right with us. Look at the side that what we mentioned. You try getting contact with anyone there, you can't. You know, you go on any other app and they're charging you 30, 40 quid a month to get access to pay their affiliate marketers that got you on the app in the first place. Mm-hmm. Something just doesn't sit right. So yeah, but anyway, I made this release yesterday on Instagram. If you haven't seen it yet, go on to the Swing Hub app. You'll see this announcement and there's me shitting my pants because I'm scared to tell everyone.
How many takes did it take?
yeah, it took a couple of takes and a lot of editing. But the response we got back from everyone going, you have made the right decision.
Yeah.
You are doing the right thing putting this first. And for me, I was like, yes, I knew I made the right decision there and then when everyone went, good on you, fella.
Yeah.
Well done.
I think that's the thing. Like, we've gained all your guys' trust and we didn't want to any bumps in the road to go ahead if we did, like, release the app and something did happen. And then you literally lose that trust straight away, don't you?
You do.
All that hard work that we've built and got everybody on board and got the buzz, it'd go out of the window just by... not holding on for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? It's not even a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It's a week.
Yeah.
Possibly two.
Couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks. Yeah, we'll go a couple of weeks. And that's the thing. When it comes to people's data and people's privacy, you know, people will join the beta stage of Swing Hub and they'll be very forgiving if there's any bugs because it's a beta. Yeah, it's kind of going, hey guys, just come on, just kind of test a few things. Let's see what we can fix and nudge. Then we'll go for a full launch. There's no forgiveness in data leaks.
No.
There's no forgiveness in your personal details being leaked, especially if you're trying to be discreet. Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing, isn't it? Like, still, I'd say about 70% of people in the lifestyle are still trying to be discreet because of family, because of jobs, just because it's a kind of, like, thing that people do want to stay discreet just because they obviously don't want to be outed or anything. But then if we launched it and something did happen, we'd be devastated. So.
Yeah. But obviously what people don't know about the conversation is it wasn't an easy decision to make. Even though I'm comfortable with the state it's in now and I feel like, yeah, people's data is protected, but you know what I'm like, Olivia.
If he's promised you something, he will move anything and everything.
If I've promised you something, I will move mountains to make sure. And if that's promising that your data's safe, you're safe on SwingUp and the SwingUp app is safe, trust me, I'm quadruple checking everything. This decision did not come lightly whatsoever because everybody was like, yeah, Monday Night Eve, it's coming. We're excited. We're ready for it. Me, Kai, the CTO, and our newest developer that we've brought on board was up till 3 a.m.
It was 4.
It was 4.
It was light when you came to bed. I was like...
Basically going through everything, writing everything down, just going, look, what can we do better? And we basically dive deep into the deepest parts of Swing Up and decided, yeah, we're gonna basically... We can do a lot more, you know, just basically brainstorming ideas of how we keep users safe. And not only that, just like features as well and how we can make the Swing Up app better. So, yeah, I didn't get no sleep that night. Next day, rolled out an announcement. It's coming in a few weeks. But like everyone can understand, it's data safety, it's privacy. And I will not apologise for it.
No.
As cuntish as it sounds, I won't.
And I keep on winding him up, going... Are we actually ever going to get this out?
Yeah, and so there's me staying up until stupid o'clock. I've been running off 6 hours of sleep over 2 days, yeah, making decisions, steering this ship, and I'm stressed up to here. I've got more grey hairs, and then Olivia comes up to me, she goes, so are we launching this app? Are we doing it now? When are we doing it?
Because I'm like, you keep changing the date. I just want to like start advertising the launch party. And he's like, calm down, Olivia. Calm down. When
if
we've
I
got
hear
an app...
one more thing about his fucking launch party before I've launched an actual app, I swear to God.
I just said, if it's not a Swing Hub launch party, it's just going to be a Vista party anyway.
It's going to be a Swing Hub launch party.
It better be a Swing Hub launch party.
Negativity alert. Yeah. But that's it. Speaking of parties, though.
Yeah.
Duh.
Oh my God. So basically, it is rock solid to organise an event or a party. Like, as we are knowing that we are organising the event for September.
That's the Swing Hub launch party.
That's the Swing Hub launch party.
People are going, why the fuck are you launching a launch party in September if the app's coming out very soon? Why is there so many... It's involved.
Right. I ain't got time for a launch party.
Nah, that's when we could squeeze it in. Not gonna lie to you.
That was
a launch
we
party should be around the time you launch an app, right? Of course it is. Not with us, baby. We're gonna do it in September. Why?
Yeah.
Weather. Guaranteed. Bosh.
Guaranteed? Is it ever guaranteed?
I have booked
the
sun for the 23rd of September in Loughborough.
Excuse me?
What?
You've told everybody the location now.
I'll bleep it out.
You bleep it out?
Do you want me to bleep it out? I'll bleep it out.
You're giving the deets?
No, I'm not giving no deets yet. I will bleep it out, though. I think everybody in the lifestyle, when they've been around a bit, they've kind of had the idea or they've spoke about throwing their own event.
Mm-hmm. And I've had quite a few people actually message me saying... that they've been looking into it and been wanting to organise it and or they've planned something and they've gone, oh, wait a minute, can we have some help here?
Let me tell you the number one rule of throwing an event. You will never, ever, ever make everyone happy.
No.
Never. Everybody has got different expectations on what they think is a good event. Now, let me tell you this. If you are considering throwing your first event, do what suits you. Do a party that suits you and what you want, because then you will, if you want to do it over and over again and start becoming a regular, you know, party organizer, your crowd will follow. Mm-hmm. But you'll never please everyone. Promise you that.
Definitely fuck not. Them.
No, that's it. It's, you know, and I think it's also, I think what people lack as well is, you know, if people don't know out there, me and you, we've done two events. Mm-hmm. The first one, we thought, fuck it, let's go. Me and you thought, fuck it, let's throw the biggest party we can throw as our first event, and then landed ourselves in like the deepest of waters. Let's throw a mansion party, black tie event, say, hey, bitch, we're here on the map. Mm-hmm. That went down the tree.
Yeah.
But not everyone liked it because the music wasn't good enough. Some people didn't like the food.
It's too hot.
It was too hot. Some people just didn't like the venue. Some people didn't think it was
too far away in the middle of nowhere.
It's too far away. You know, and we tried our hardest, didn't we?
Yeah. You know, and all came.
I'm not saying
over
everyone.
Over budget.
I went over budget. I'm not saying everyone said. 98% of people loved it. We got a little bit of feedback. Well, you know, it was a bit out of the middle of nowhere. And it was trouble getting back, even though we put transport on.
What is that noise?
That's my complaining noise, that is. Derek the dickhead. Mm. That's it. But then we did Vista event too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I want to get into is like how we organise pies.
Yeah, I feel like organising an event or a party at a club is so much easier because you've got everything there that you need. Like, you're not having to worry about keeping things hush-hush. You're not having to...
Yeah, because
like,
we did
organise
that.
Any, like, bar staff, drinks, any... It's all there, all ready to go. You just need to get the people and just make it... I feel like if you are going to organise an event at a club, it just needs to be that little bit different.
Yeah, but this is the hardest part. I'm going to ask you a question after this as well. Is when it comes to events, you know, sometimes if you can't do things differently, how do you stand out from the crowd? And like, what gives people an actual reason for you to go to that specific event? And how do you become a successful party organizer? And the truth is that the reason why you get successful party organizers and some that just flop is the fact that you are not paying for to go to that event. Say if it's at Vanilla Alternative or Penthouse Playrooms, you're not paying for the venue. You are paying for the group of people that enjoy the event and that are attending. That's what you're paying for. So people pay money to go to Chic, right? People pay money to go to Secret Desires. People pay money to go Erotica or Sex Pistols or whatever because they know what crowd is going to be there to meet their own expectations. Mm-hmm. That's how parties work. Now, me and you, Olivia, we've had a different mindset on events. So if we look at Vista Event 2, that was a newbie night. Mm-hmm. Huge success. Packed Penthouse Playrooms out. But we sat down and had a chat when we was doing Vista Event 2, and we was like, look, this place is going to be full of newbies. We don't want them to come in and just feel like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? Even though we've given so much guidance before, when you get there, it's absolutely nerve-wracking. So we threw some games, right?
Yeah.
We threw some games.
It's like little icebreakers, isn't it? It's kind of like nobody wants to get involved in the games, but then all of a sudden you kind of like pick people from the crowd that kind of look a little bit eager but don't dare like say that, oh yeah, I want to play.
They just need a little push, don't they?
They just need a little, yeah. And yeah. I think like it just kind of set the tone and everybody then, after the games were played, it kind of then... People started then mingling, didn't they? And it kind of did break the ice and just got people a bit excited as well.
Exactly.
And it was a nice like atmosphere going on.
Do you know what I really enjoyed about our Vista Event 2, the newbie night, is there was a young lady there with her fiance. She's now married and she'll be watching this and she'll know who she is. I won't say no names. me and you was in the back and we were just chatting to a few people, you know, saying, how's it going? Checking in on people like a good horse should do.
Yeah.
She comes up and she's like, Gage, I need a chat. She's like, I'm really, really worried. I said, come into the corner, let's have a chat. She's like, my husband is stressing. My fiance is stressing because he can't get it up. He puts a condom on, yeah, and it flops. What do I do? I said, where is he now? She went, oh, he's at the bar. He's just having a drink. He's just kind of cooling off. I said, what happened? She went, well, kind of, we met this other couple and we was like, yeah, we really get on. The vibe's there. Went to the playroom and we swapped partners and the guy's basically all up for me. But when he goes to the other woman, you know, he's struggling to get it up. I said, babes, listen, I've got you, boo. I said, it's a guy thing subconsciously that if it's your first time, you're in a weird environment. You've never been in this position before. I said, you are the one responsible to get him up. I said, because right now in the back of his mind, he's going, is this okay? Is she enjoying it? Is the other lady enjoying it?
And if I enjoy it too much, is she then going to kick off? Is she going to then be like, oh my God, no, this is not what I wanted.
Exactly.
I regret everything. Or...
So I said to her, I said, did you enjoy the moment? She was like, I loved it. I love watching him. I love the attention on me. I said, you need to go back to him, explain that, communicate. You basically say to him, listen, what's going on there is not your fault. I'm going to get your dick hard and me and you're going to bang tonight. Teamwork makes a dream work. Yeah? She went away. Later on that night, she come up. She was like, Gage, we had our first couple swap and it was brilliant. Thank you so much for all the advice. And I was like, I told you. Don't overthink it. You get him hard. It's all good. Tell him that you love watching him with that other woman. He makes him feel better. He's rock solid and you have the best time ever.
All the stress goes away. It's not overthinking
all the stress
shit.
Goes away. Yeah.
I love your little voices.
Yeah.
You always put on a little voice for someone else.
It's for the audio listeners. Come on. I've got to tell a story,
the
right?
The contrast.
Yeah, for context.
For context.
How many times have we said the word context in this
context.
Podcast?
Context. You say it a lot, yeah.
I do.
Uh-huh.
For context. Yeah. Okay.
But you keep... this. That was... how long ago was that?
Oh, jeez.
Was that over a year ago? I wanted to say it's over a year ago, is it?
I think so, yeah.
I can't remember. No, it's not that long ago. Maybe 9 months ago. And it's still like a really big highlight of like what we've done and put into practice. And it is like, it is good to...
And this is the thing, right? So how to throw a good event. This is how you throw a good event. And we're going to use basically the infrastructure that we use for Vista Event 2 Newbie Night. Of how to throw a good party. So, one, the first top priority is you as the host.
Mm-hmm.
You as the host are the most important person in that room because not only are you throwing a party, but you have to monitor what's going on. Please, for the fucking love of God, do not think, yep, I've thrown a party, I've got a bit of money in my pocket, I'm just going to go bang in the playrooms and just have a good time because it doesn't work like that. Because what will happen is that if you're not monitoring what's going on and you see there's somebody sat on their own for a long time, they're really nervous, dude, that's your job to go over to them and go, hey, what's the matter? Mm-hmm. Can I help? And they're like, we're just really nervous talking to someone. And they'd be like, cool, do you know what? I've just met someone else that's nervous to talk to someone. Let me just introduce you and just have a chat. That can do a world of wonders.
Yeah, you need to be like out there socializing, making sure everything's running smoothly, making sure everybody feels like safe, comfortable, happy. And I feel like if you don't do that as a host, like you're definitely missing
the mark
there. Yeah, exactly.
Because it's not the venue's job to host your party. It's a venue's job to be the bar person for a little bit of security, just to make sure like the club runs as it should be, not to manage the people in there. Whatsoever. So I feel like me and you are good hosts because one, we got to everyone. This is our industry.
I literally feel like I've failed if I've not spoken to every single person at that party.
Yeah, exactly. But it can be tough at the same time. It can be real. If you've packed out a pie, it can be tough to have 200 conversations in one night. you're mentally fried, I get it, but you know, you can do so much more, like give a little like, come dance with me, oh my god, yeah, you know, and just kind of get her moving. Or there's loads of stuff that you can do. But with our event, we was like, let's do icebreakers because it gives people entertainment. Now, me and you, we're not in the lifestyle industry, we're in the entertainment business as well, baby. Hence the microphones, right?
We're in the entertainment.
Exactly.
We're here for your pure entertainment.
Right. Hey, check this. See that couple right there looking to the screen there, yeah? They're sat down now on the sofa going, is Gage actually really talking to us? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Like, we are entertaining you. We are in the entertainment industry. So, yeah. We put on games and we did, like, what were it? Roll a condom on a cucumber. Who can get down the furthest? Mm-hmm. Some fucking idiot cheated on that, ruined the game. Then we had balloons in sexual positions. Mm-hmm. Then we had a pole dancing competition.
Yeah.
And it just got people like entertained and it created a lot of talking points. Mm. And then afterwards we did the...
balloon drop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were a balloon drop with like prizes and everybody got really excited and it was a, yeah, everybody got then gathered together on the dance floor because a lot of the time people like kind of mix off into like different groups. But then obviously when the balloon drop came, everybody then back on the dance floor and wanted to get involved. And then maybe then that did start different conversations because they bumped into someone and be like, oh, and then, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then it started a different conversation. So it was a really nice, like, mixture of things to get everybody, like, moving and mixing.
And, you know, there were another couple that I won't name no names. That was there. They came to our event after watching us on TikTok. Mm. And they said, we've been talking about this for ages. And we just felt like this was right because we watch on TikTok. We feel we can trust this event and we can trust you. Them motherfuckers are there every Saturday night at Penthouse now. every other Saturday.
Every other Saturday.
Yeah, but that's their place. Yeah, they just love it. To. They're just mad for it, you know. And I feel like if we didn't host that event, give them the time to talk to them, say hello, all that good stuff, would they have gone back?
Who knows?
Being a host is really, really important.
Really important, yeah. And I just think, like, you need to take it as serious. It's a serious position. And a lot of the time, like I always said, like, them two events, it was kind of like, I feel like we need to be definitely in a professional capacity. And everybody's like, are you coming to join in? Are you coming to join in? And it's kind of like, your mind is like business.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like hard to mix like business and pleasure, isn't it?
It is. I think sometimes you can measure a party when you can go and play. Mm-hmm. If majority of the crowd are in the playrooms and you look around and everyone's at the bar and everyone's chatting, there's no one left on their own. Hey, go have a good time. Go have a good time and enjoy your night.
Yeah.
But if everybody's in the playrooms and you see a couple of people still like looking around, being a bit unsure, you've still got the work to do. Mm-hmm. Straight up. But people ask, Olivia, I've got a question for you.
Oh, two questions. What's the questions?
Is there ever going to be a Vista event free?
I feel like Swing Hub is like
going to be
taking over the whole lives. And I feel like it's going to be more Swing Hub events rather than Vista events. But they kind of merge into one, realistically, don't they? Like,
they do.
A Swing Hub event and a Vista event is kind of a merge into one. Because at the end of the day, I'm still planning it.
Can I just say, the budget for this Swing Hub launch party is fucking stupid. Not minimum that we're spending like a couple hundred quid, like tens of thousands of pounds.
I'm struggling to keep it in budget. Definitely.
The stuff that's going to be at this event, just to make, one, the location, and all the other bits and bobs adding up.
Yeah.
All the free food. Not a free bar this time, though.
Get two drinks.
You get two drinks. Yeah. Fair dues. Hey, you get two drinks. You two get free drinks. Food. It's all good, baby, yeah?
I've done a little welcome drinks package.
Yeah, of course. But everything that's going on in there, plus all the people that are going to be there, it's like a massive networking event. Mm-hmm. And a big party to celebrate a new app.
Yeah.
The cost of it, Olivia, Jesus Christ. What's going on? I need costs low.
But I've got a little helper helping me out. She's amazing. And I definitely wouldn't be able to do it without her, because you organising events, you just go, do whatever you want, Olivia. Do you want to do this? Do whatever you want, Olivia. And I'm like,
Do you know why I do that? No. I'm not doing that. Do you know why? Because you question my... I want to take the kitchen, for example.
The kitchen?
I'm going there, motherfucker. We're getting a new kitchen fitted, all right? When we're choosing this, she's like, Gage, what colour kitchen do you want? I was like, white. She was like, really? I was like, oh, is that a bad decision? I was like, okay, I don't know. Just like a normal wooden kitchen. She was like, why? I'm like, and then I feel like I'm being interrogated now. Spotlight straight on my face, and I'm sweating, and I'm like, she was like, I'm thinking more like a black kitchen. I'll go, yeah, cool, just whatever you want. Well, do you not want a black kitchen? I'm like, well, if I said I wanted a black kitchen, you'd ask me why I'd wanted a black kitchen. And it goes with the flooring and the tiles. It's kind of you're trying to navigate me to the way you want things. Instead of going, Gage, listen, I want a black kitchen with this tiles, with these, this splashback and this sink and this tap. And I'll look and I'll go, yeah, I'm happy with that. But you ask me questions and put me under pressure to agree with you in that, I'd agree anyway.
Yeah, but then I make a decision and you're like, no, I'm not too sure about that.
Can we disagree
so.
Something now?
Mm-hmm.
Just go do fucking whatever you want and I'll just learn to love it. Can we do that?
Deal. I like that.
Deals on wheels, baby. Yeah. What were we talking about? Events? Yeah.
Not kitchens
and all that good stuff. No. But yeah, throwing a good event. I think, you know, people out there always play with the idea. Have you ever had any bad experiences, like, when you've gone to an event? Don't name no names, but kind of, like, you've seen one or two things and you've gone, oh, fucking hell. She's thinking for the audio listeners.
I don't know. You've put me under pressure now.
Dum 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 da dum dum.
I don't know.
Dum 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 da dum.
Have you?
Dum 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 da dum dum. Dum dum dum. No, do you know what? I think it's always... when people say they've had a bad experience at an event, it's actually nothing to do with the venue.
It's nothing to do with the venue.
It's always to do with the crowd.
Yeah, I think
95% of the time, sometimes, you know, probably one of the managers have probably acted out of line or something's happened at the club with the venue 5% of the time. But 95% of the other side is that it's something to do with the crowd. Someone said something, someone's got into a fight. That doesn't happen often, but, you know, and they've gone, oh, it was a shit night because so-and-so said this, and then blame the party event organiser.
Well, they've not met anyone that they find compatible with them, and they think, oh, well, I've not pulled tonight, so that was a shit night.
That was a shit party. I expect to get my dick sucked like 7 times. Why 7 chicks? Gage got 7 chicks. Why do I get 7 chicks?
Gage did not get 7 chicks.
I did not get 7 chicks. Promise you. Yeah, but that's why we say go with no expectations.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Hey. We recently went to an event. I'm not naming no names, but we went with no expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't our crowd.
No, and we...
We had a play with each other. Yeah, you good got little... frogged in that chair.
Yeah,
in
it was good.
You were good.
We still had a good night.
Hey, guys, honestly, if you got a VA, that sex swing they've got in the dungeon, right? It's not a dungeon. It's just like a little partway. So if you go through the front entrance, turn right and right again, they've got like loads
just
of like
off
toys.
Off the bar and dance floor.
Yeah, off the bar. Hey, that sex swing in Vanilla Alternative. Liv?
Yeah, but I like the zebra print chair better. That was good. Yeah.
That's a froggy maker right there.
Try it next time anybody goes to VA.
You nearly died, didn't you?
I nearly died.
In the glory holes. Do you know, you had a few drinks, I was driving. Olivia nearly died. And rest in peace, Vista wife. Do you remember going from the front and then you was like, I'm going to hit it from the back, but you was like in the wheelbarrow position?
but the blood kind of went to your head, and you was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then nothing happened, and I was like, waiting there. Liv? Liv? And I looked through the hall, and you was like, oh my God, I'm so dizzy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was upside down for a long time. It was not
you put in a shift, girl.
Not acceptable.
You put in a shift.
I was like, no.
Yeah. No, but we went to an event. It wasn't our crowd. It wasn't really our type of event. We thought we'd go check it out. And we went with no expectations, but me and you had a good night together.
Yeah. But it was really nice. We actually spoke to a few single guys, and they have said, oh, you're them guys off of TikTok, seen your TikTok. I'm just here having a drink with no expectations. Yes. And I was like, yes. Like, that is like, I'm like, if one thing, a single guy has said that to me, I was like, I feel like I've done.
Because do you think if a single guy goes with expectations, they're more likely to be a bit fucking pesty?
Yeah.
You know, listen, everybody likes to watch from the door. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be kind of, hey, I've been guilty myself. You know, we've been walking past and I've seen the chick getting two at the same time. You know what I mean? And I'm like, hey. But when it, from the doorway until it gets close to the bed, it's kind of pushing that line.
If you're touching the bed, that's too close.
Yeah. And, you know, I think if you go with expectations, that mindset, like, you're going to bust a nut there. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen.
Yeah. And the only other thing I would like to address would be, like, if you do have a problem at an event or a club, even if it's just a normal club night or it is a specialised event, you need to go find the host of that event and air your concerns. Because it could be fixed on the night. It can't be fixed on Monday afternoon when you've decided to email in or try and phone them or...
Yeah, don't...
Try and address it at that situation, because if it's that upsetting to you, or if that's something that's happened and you think this needs sorting, sort it there and then.
Yeah.
Don't just leave it and try and sort it after the weekend.
Mm.
I feel like everything, if you've got a problem, go see the event host. Go to one of the bar members. Go to the club owner if they're there.
Yeah, don't walk away and be like, oh, you know, because I've had this issue and that is shit there. And like, address it there and then. Like, it probably could be solved. But then probably go back on a different night. You might have a totally different experience as well.
Yeah, definitely.
The way you got to see it as is that if you went out on a normal Saturday night, let's say in Leeds, you know, you could go one Saturday and have the best night of your life and then go back another Saturday and it'd be, oh shit, someone's kicked off with you, couldn't get a taxi.
Your kebab were cold.
You could, all right, foodie. Yeah. But it's true though, isn't it?
Yeah. And I definitely feel like the last time, one time then we were at Penthouse, they had the food van there and that was fire.
Hey, Penthouse, that food van. Hey, Penthouse, if you're watching, you need that food van permanently there. Listen, guys, if you got a Penthouse and that van's there, get the chicken wings, bro.
Yeah.
Them chicken wings are fire. Yeah. Like,
definitely. Definitely fire. Well needed.
Yeah.
A midnight snack.
Yeah. Straight up.
So if you're hosting a party and you're having a party, make sure there's a good food van outside.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm DTF, folks. I'm hungry now. I could eat. We got chicken wings.
Chicken wings?
Mate.
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
You wanting to go get some chicken wings now?
I am, yeah. Do you know what? Everybody's probably thinking as well, where the fuck's the story, Olivia? Like, we live for the stories. But do you know why we ain't got a story tonight? Because like Bailey said a couple of podcasts ago, our timing's fucking shit.
Our timing is shit. Right, let me time check. It is 11 o'clock at night. It's 10 past 11 at night. We're supposed to be going to an event tomorrow night. It's Friday night.
Wait a minute, motherfucker. We sponsor that event. Secret Desires.
We're supposed to be. Yeah, chill. We're leaving as well because we're doing a little cheeky collab with someone we met at Chic. So we're going down a little bit earlier. A, we've not packed. And we're leaving in 13 hours. We've not packed. We've not done a pod. We're doing our podcast. We're, thriving, baby.
So this is how our marriage works. We have little magic fairies in our house that magically pack all my shit.
right? And I'm just like vibing, just doing whatever I want. And I'm like, Liv, ready to go? She's like, yeah.
There's lots of fairies in your house today, isn't there?
Yeah. They do everything. It's mad. Yeah.
There's a recycling fairy, a tea fairy.
Right, let's just get something sorted.
Washing fairy.
We do not need our Moorish domestics for this podcast, all right? Yeah, we'll talk afterwards.
We're talking afterwards,
all right? Yeah, all right, just okay. Mention the one fairy, that's it.
The packing fairy,
that's it. Yeah, but yeah, that's it. Yeah, there's no story. Sorry, is what it is.
We failed you all.
Yeah, deal with it. We've been stressed. I've been stressed. You've just been looking at kitchens and party stuff.
Definitely, that's all I've been doing this week: kitchens and party stuff.
That's it. Hey, no, we went down London, didn't we?
Yeah, and had a live audio session on. Can I say that?
So we met up with. This is now a podcast about what me and Liv get up to, not about swinging. So, me and Liv went down to London. We met up with resident liberal adults from Open House, Hannah and James, and Jen and Mark. Mm-hmm. And we decided to have an orgy and just record it live on OnlyFans.
Went down a treat.
You literally went down a tree.
Yeah, it was such a nice nice evening.
Yeah.
They want nice driving home at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh man, we should have stayed over.
Gagey's fast asleep. I went to sleep and then he pulled over and went, No, you drive. And he's little cocooned himself in a blanket in the car.
What would you do if you just saw me like wanking like that little cocoon? Hey!
Like, if you've got enough energy to do that, you can drive.
Don't you think a good wank puts you to sleep sometimes, though?
We've already had this conversation. You've had this conversation before, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does anyway.
Yeah.
It does anyway. But yeah, guys, let's just wrap this up because we're just rambling shit now. Honestly, this is so last minute. We had no story. We just knew we were talking about events and just being a good horse and how to throw them properly. To be fair, just going back to events, there's actually not much work that goes into it at the event. Beforehand, it's about, you know, selling tickets, finding the venue and all that good stuff. But, you know, if you want to know more, let us know. I'm sure we'll dive into it at some point. But yeah, if you're on Instagram, please follow us at Swing Hub. And if no, fuck it, fuck that up.
You did?
What time is it? 11.
10 past 11.
Oh, right, okay. If you're on Swing Hub, please follow at Swing Hub app. And if you're on Twitter, please follow at Swing Hub. Anything
cool.
else?
Let the packing fairy get to work.
Let the packing fairy get to work. That's it, babes. Been a pleasure. Nice quick podcast.
Peace out.
Peace out.
That was a hard one.
Hey, I'm sorry. Love you.
Love you.
Peace.